The G.I. Journal goes to press.
G.I. Journal. It's the G.I. Journal.
Hello, G.I. Journal, Editor-in-Chief Kay Kaiser speaking. What's that? Oh, you want to put an ad in the G.I. Journal. Oh, wait a minute while I get my pencil. Okay, go ahead now. Marine corporal with flamethrower wants to meet hula girl in grass skirt. Object? Come out, wherever you are. Thanks. We'll print it up. But right here we've got a musical headline that copy boy Sully Mason wants to rush to the composing room.
He was such a handsome sailor, how he tossed that old Magoo. He told her that he loved her and a thousand others too. And then he bought a diamond and some expensive furs. But alas, alack, like a stab in the back, she found they wasn't hers. And the tears flow like wine. Yes, the tears flow like wine. She's a real sad tomato. She's a busted valentine. Knows her mama then told her that a man is darn unkind. Then the guy got jilted, and her hopes arose once more. So she went to beauty parlors and took facials by the score. And when he came to see her, she smiled the evening through. Till he said, girlfriend, get your money back. Gravel Gertie is the name for you. Flowed like wine, yes. Flowed like wine, oh yes. She's an overripe tomato. She's a busted valentine. Her mama done told her that a man is so darn unkind.
Well, well, here I am, the editor of G.I. Journal, and I haven't even got a secretary. I advertised for a secretary, but so far I haven't had any luck. Oh, just wait a minute. I've got another line to read. I should be getting an answer to my ad soon. Now the door. Come in.
How do you do? Did you advertise for a beautiful secretary with black silky hair, flashing eyes, and a gorgeous figure?
Yes, I did.
Well, here I am.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
My name is Ishka Bibble. You know, I seen your ad in the paper, so I answered it.
Well, that's swell. Isha, but you don't understand. I wanted a girl.
Who doesn't?
But how do I know that you could be a secretary? How many years of schooling did you have?
You mean counting kindergarten and the first grade?
Yeah.
Two.
Two?
Yes, you know, I had to stay after school every night.
Were you getting behind in your studies?
No, I was getting ahead with the teacher.
All right, I'll give you a try. But remember, one slip and out you go.
One slip and out I go?
Yes.
I never wear them.
Let's get to work now. You can take care of these bills. There's a little bill for erasers and a very big bill for electric light. Now, take care of them, will you?
Sure. Anything else?
Well, G.I. Journal is trying to locate a girl we can crown as Miss Tobacco of 1944.
Miss Tobacco of 1944?
Sure, you know the kind. So round, so firm, so fully packed.
Yeah.
Colonna, my outside reporter is working on a deal. He should be calling any minute. I bet that's him now. Hello?
Colonna speaking.
What did you say?
I said this is Colonna speaking. Man about town, bon vivant, cosmopolite, entrepreneur, also will take Sunday KP for $2.
Say, Colonna, what about the tobacco queen? Have you found any girl who might be suitable?
Ah, yes, I'm looking at a girl right now. She's got beautiful hair, beautiful eyes, beautiful teeth, beautiful lips, beautiful...
Beautiful what?
I don't know. That's all I can see through the Venetian blind.
Say, you ought to be ashamed of yourself peeking through windows.
I know. I guess I'm nothing but a peeping Tim.
Say, that's peeping Tom.
Tim.
Tom. There's no I in it.
You look your way, I'll look mine.
Colonna, believe me, you're an idiot. You must have been in the wrong line when they were passing out brains.
Well, that's funny. I was standing right behind you.
Please now, come on, Professor. You're supposed to be looking for a pretty girl to be tobacco queen.
Yes, I've just located her. She's got everything. Looks, personality, charm, poise, beautiful figure.
Sounds great. Where is she?
She's on the other side of Sunset Boulevard. I'll drive over and pick her up. Maybe I better try one of the side streets.
Come in. Why, it's Lynn Barry.
I heard you were looking for a girl to be Miss Tobacco of 1944, so I came down to see if I had a chance.
Well, you've got a couple of nice pipe stems to start with. And I must say, that's a real slinky outfit you're wearing.
Oh, well, this is my favorite dress. How do you like it around the shoulders? Don't you think it fits me to a T?
Fits you to a T? Yes, and it don't fit bad around U, V, W, X, Y, and Z either.
Why, Kay, I didn't know you paid so much attention to women's clothes.
Oh, yes. I saw you the other night at Ciro's, and you had on one of those strapless evening gowns. You know, I wanted to ask you, Lynn, what holds them up?
Mental telepathy.
Oh, well, don't ever have a date with Dunninger.
Kay, supposing I'm elected tobacco queen, what's the prize?
The prize? Well, for one thing, you get to kiss me.
Gee, it's just like the Navy. Before you get any place, you have to swab the deck.
Well, I guess we'll...
Did you get the tobacco queen, boss?
Yes, sir, I got her. It's Lynn Barry. Lynn, this is Ishka Bibble.
Pleased to meet you.
If you are, you're the first one.
Say, Ish, now that we've got a tobacco queen, we need to give her some publicity. You know,
I got just the thing. Let's make her the star of the play I just wrote.
You wrote a play?
Yep, you heard of Tobacco Road.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that.
Well, this is Cuspidor Corners. Now, the heroine is a beautiful, dark-haired daughter of the Old South.
Ah, you'll need Lynn Barry for that.
As the scene opens, she's out in the field, plowing the tobacco.
You'll need a skinny Carolina mule for that.
Yeah, and it was very nice of you to volunteer.
Well, if I'm going to act in the play, I'd better go put on my makeup.
Yeah, I think I'll take a powder, too.
Okay, and while you're doing that, I'll just... Hello?
Hello, KK. Don't worry about a thing. I just got a swell job over here as a janitor.
Janitor? Colonna, you can't locate any girls on a job like that.
In Earl Carroll's dressing room? Excuse me, Chief. There's a big hole in the wall, and I'm going to look through it.
Colonna, I'm sure there are no big holes in the walls at Earl Carroll's.
Oh, no? Handy little things, these blow torches.
And here's the spot where we proofread G.I. Journal's pinup page. It's Georgia Carroll.
Oh, Georgia gal, I'm sure all the fellas will have very good thoughts of you when they hear you sing "The Very Thought of You."
The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And foolish though it may seem, to me it's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. The mere idea. of you, the very thought of you, my love.
Hello.
Hello, Kelowna. I thought I'd call you for a change. I want you to come over here right away.
Okay, wait till I jump in my Jeep.
Your Jeep? Are you sure everything is in order? Have you got gas?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. You got oil?
Never use any oil.
You never use any oil?
That's right. Always drive without oil. Of course, I never drive far.
Say, men, you know, proper lubrication won't do your Jeep or truck a bit of damage either. Careless driving destroys expensive motor vehicles, so remember, a little care beforehand will save a lot of trouble afterwards. And now for the world premiere of Ishka Bibble's play.
Ladies and gentlemen, the title of my play is as follows. A Kiss for the Tobacco Queen, or Does Your Cigarette Girl Taste Different Lately?
All right, Lynn, you're the heroine, and I'm the hero.
Wait a minute. Now, I was going to be the hero.
No, Ish. You see, we haven't got a sound effects man, so you do all the sound effects, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, as the curtain rises, it is dawn. The sun is just coming up. And as usual, it is greeted by the crowing of the rooster.
Bow, wow, wow.
Wait a minute. What's that bow, wow, wow?
Yesterday, the dog ate the rooster.
Some sound effects, man. Well, as the scene opens, we find Magnolia, my sweetheart, waiting for my return from the big city.
I've been waiting for my sugar to come back from Salt Lake City for 4 years. Yes, sir? I've been waiting for 4 years.
That makes 8.
Oh, how my heart is beating, beating.
Thump, thump. Thump, thump.
Beaten, beaten.
Thump, 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 thump. Hup! 2, 3, 4,
I so long to my ring in my hand.
Clang, 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 clang. Very large hand.
Hark! I think I hear my sugar pie coming now. I think I hear my sugar pie coming now.
She thinks she hears her sugar pie coming now.
Can I help it if you're tiptoeing?
I am not. I'm coming in on a horse.
Oh. Gallop, 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 gallop.
Whoa.
Gallop, 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 gallop.
Whoa.
Gallop, gallop, gallop.
Whoa. Didn't you hear me say whoa?
Sure, I heard you, but the horse is deaf.
It is Tweedmont, my beloved. He's coming up the stairs.
Crash!
Crash? Now what's the matter?
The steps went back to the finance company.
Ah, Tweedmont, you're home at last.
Wait, I didn't go through that door yet.
They took the door, too.
Come to my arms, my little cotton blossom, ever-loving sugar pudding, honey dumpling.
Oh, kiss me, my little old candy-coated sweet potato pie, baby lamb chitlin' bread.
This all takes place in the South, you know.
What did you bring me from the city, Tweedmont?
Well, shucks a mighty child, I know you just love chocolate.
Oh, I'll say I love chocolate.
Well, I brought you a box to keep them in. Oh, my little Magnolia, I notice that you ain't a-wearing the new hat I gave to you.
Oh, you mean that pancake hat? I had to stop wearing that.
You had to stop wearing the pancake hat? Well, why, child?
Well, every time the boys kiss me, the syrup run down my chin.
Well, I must say the old plantation looks mighty run down. It's gone to rack and ruin.
Crunch, 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 patootie. crunch, 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 patooey.
Ish, what's that crunching?
Termites.
Well, what's the patooey?
Spitting out nails.
Well, you haven't kissed me yet, sugar. And I've been away to the big city. Now, come on. How about a kiss?
Okay.
Is what kind of a kiss is that?
In her spare time, she sells tobacco.
Say, Tweed Ma.
Yeah, yes?
There's something I think you should know.
Ah, Magnolia. No, not that. Not that.
Yes. Our love has died, and now my heart belongs to a soldier.
A soldier?
Yes, and here he comes now. Just look how tall and handsome and educated he is.
Hello?
My goodness, who are you?
Well, I'm General I'm General 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 Private Sad Sack.
Oh, so you're the snake in the grass who stole my gal, huh?
That's me.
Say, how long have you known Maggie, anyway?
Oh, we were childhood sweethearts. We were brought up together. We've known each other for many years. I got a 4-hour pass this morning.
Tweedmont, I couldn't help it. He swept me off my feet.
Yeah. Our meeting was so romantic.
Romantic?
Yeah. It was in the moonlight. I wore a julep and she wore a big red nose.
Now, listen, Maggie isn't the gal for you. Why, she's a debutante. You don't know how to act around a debutante.
Oh, yeah, yes, I do. My sister is a debutante.
She is? Yeah. Did she come out this year?
Oh, yes, she came out all right. Of course, she still has to report twice a month.
Well, down here in the South, we don't stand for nobody stealing our women from us.
Is that so?
Yes, and I challenge you to a duel between you and me.
But, boys, don't fight.
Stand back, Maggie. I'll handle this junior PFC. Now, sir, choose your weapon. What'll it be? Hatchets? Face-to-face?
No. That's too messy.
All right, revolvers, sir. Revolvers at 6 paces.
Oh, no. That's too dangerous.
Well, sir, what do you want?
Well, let's throw hand grenades. We'll throw marshmallows at 1,000 yards.
Why, Sack, I'm surprised at you. I wouldn't marry any man who wouldn't defend my honor.
I'll fight him, Maggie.
Okay, we'll shoot this out like men.
All right, I'll count to three. Are you ready?
You said it. I'm ready.
Okay. One. Two and a half. Let's start over again, huh?
Okay.
One, two. I'm not hurt.
Well, I'm not hurt.
Well, what do you know? Maggie's drawers.
Cologne again. Great news, Chief. At last I found the Tobacco Queen.
Cologne, you're too late. We've already elected Lynn Barry.
Who?
Barry, Barry, Barry.
What a coincidence. This one's Barry, too.
Well, that's too bad, but the Queen's already been picked.
Well, I guess you can go home now, Wallace.
Yeah, same to you, Jerry Colonna, and thanks to Lynn Barry, to Ishka Bibble, and Private Fat Sack Mel Blanc for helping me get this edition of G.I. Journal on the street. Well, until the next time I get to swivel around in the editor's chair, this is Kay Kaiser saying so long, everybody.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.